With the votes officially tallied from last month's independence referendum, Southern Sudan is slated to become the world's newest country in just over 5 months. But now, the fractured region faces a new set of challenges. Southern Sudan needs far more than its own currency and a national anthem. Most of the roads are made of dirt, and even aid workers live in shipping containers. The future capital, Juba, is oil-rich, but lacks the embassies and skyscrapers of other world capitals. There was only a mile or two of pavement just a year ago, and the local archives are stored in a tent. There is also a rising debate about the location of the capital itself. Many people in the Lake State are supporting a proposal to move the new capital to Ramshell for its central location and its proximity to a water source. Marco Kolmacek, Lake State political advisor and chairman of the State Referendum Task Force, spoke about the historical significance of Ramshell.
Ramshell has one significance in that before the present government of Southern Sudan moved to Juba, Rumbek was the capital of the SPLM, and Ramshell was the administrative capital of the SPLA, the army. The other significance is that it's almost central to all the three greater, the Greater Bargazal, Greater Equatoria, Greater Upper Nile. It's almost in the middle, and people will have equal access to that area, and nobody will claim to say, look, it's my place or it's somebody's place and all these kind of things.
And the challenges don't stop there. A country name must be chosen. Diplomatic missions need to be opened. Critical negotiations still must be held with the North to decide on citizenship rights, oil rights, and even the final border demarcation. Decades of war and poverty have kept Southern Sudan in a decrepit state, and its 8.7 million people live in one of the least developed regions in the world. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.